Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Formerly vacuum cleaner salesman, strongest man on earth, and now mental giant.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
He doesn't know where he is.
How do you follow Curly Jerome Howard? I mean, one of the greatest comics of all time. That was from the Hold That Lion episode. Our little mini short of the Three Stooges back about 1953. Shemp Howard, Curly and Moe's brother, was in the trio then. Curly had went off and got ill, got a stroke, and the bottom line is that was the only time the Horwitz brothers, Moe, Shemp, and Curly, Jerome, all appeared together on television or in a film. All right, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, not your inside look into the world of Three Stooges, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, UFC 154 is in the books. And, of course, you know, Georges St-Pierre wins going away a fortnight ago. But the numbers on pay-per-view were 680,000 homes. That's not too bad. Seriously, think about it. 680,000 homes on pay-per-view for a guy that hasn't fought in like almost a year and a half. And he was coming back off an injury and nobody knew if he was going to be all that fantastic, but his numbers were great in Canada. Of course, he's from Canada, but 680,000 homes, I guess the UFC was happy with that because some of their cards are pulling about 350, 300. The average is about 350, 300 and 350. You can make money doing that. I mean, if you're charging 50 bucks a pop and, you know, you get to keep half that money, you split it with the cable company, so it's 50 bucks, you get 25 bucks a home, 350,000 times 25, that's a lot of money. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hey guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
Words from the great late John Lennon. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Don't forget, we are 2 hours on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 a.m. to noon Pacific time. Of course, that's the boxing hour. From noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time is the MMA hour. And then, of course, on Sundays, we combine both boxing and MMA. We do an hour live at 11 a.m. right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But we just heard a little clip about from a Vitor Belfort fight. Of course, Vitor Belfort, he's going to take on Michael Bisping. That's going to be on FX Cable. That'll probably be down there in Brazil. They're talking about Brazil, Saturday, January 19th, as I said, on FX Cable. Bisping from the UK, I've had him on the show in the past. He's got quite an attitude. He's a great guest and hope to have him on before the Belfort fight. But Belfort is asking that this fight be an interim title fight, 185 pounds. And his logic is that Anderson Silva is going to be off a while, and he's going to do a catchweight fight with Georges St-Pierre. At least that's what they're talking about. Dana White wants to do this fight. Anderson Silva says May is too early. That's when Dana White wants to do it, in May in Brazil, I believe, or in Toronto or Canada. Those are the three sites. So you've got Anderson Silva saying May is too soon. Georges St-Pierre not really all eager to fight the bigger guy. He's just not. I mean, because he's always been able to muscle guys. He's always been the big guy at 170, okay? At 177, going in maybe 177, 178, if they come to some type of catch weight between he and Anderson Silva, the 185-pound middleweight champion, the longest-reigning UFC title holder in history. I think he's got 9 or 10 UFC title fights under his belt. But they want to do this fight bad. Dana White wants to do this fight. I mean, but the fighters, and Anderson Silva's all game for it. I mean, he'll go far out, probably fight GSP in Canada if need be to make the money. Okay, he thinks he can beat GSP basically on size. Do I? I don't know. It's not all about size. I mean, you know, Anderson Silva's got some great skills, and although he's getting a little bit long in the tooth, I think a fight with GSP is what fans maybe want to see, but not this fan. I just don't think it'll be all that competitive, and GSP gets beat up and goes back to 170 pounds, you know, with a blemish on his record. Yeah, it was to a bigger guy. Yeah, it was out of his weight class, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he still loses. So I told you, that's what's going to happen as far as the FX cable car is concerned. And that looks pretty good, January 19th. Of course, FX has got a big car before that. FX has got a couple of cards. Let's go to their the 8th card, the card on December 8th on Fox TV, the big network. Benson Henderson, the world lightweight champion, against Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz out of Stockton, California, the brother of Nick Diaz, both trained by what Gracie is that? One of the Gracie, he's a Gracie nephew. Is it Carlo? I forget which one it is. Anyway, the bottom line is he's trained by one of the Gracies. He's a Gracie jiu-jitsu black belt, both he and Nick Diaz, Nate Diaz is. And Nate Diaz is going up against Benson Henderson, who has a bit of a height. And I think he's got the experience on his side as far as being in big fights. Of course, the two fights with Frankie Edgar this year, both winning efforts on Henderson's part, taking the lightweight championship away from the smallish Frankie Edgar, who begged for a rematch, got one and lost again. So he's in a campaign at 145 pounds, which is the featherweight limit in the UFC, the world of MMA. But Benson Henderson and Nate Diaz, the main event, that's Saturday, December 8th on Fox TV, coming to you from Seattle. Well, Seattle, good old Seattle. I did a fight up in Seattle back in 1990. Yeah, it rained every day I was there. I met Ted Turner and Jane Fonda in an elevator, but outside of that, the entire week in Seattle, it was raining. I think we did it at the old Seattle Silver Dome or something like that, that Seattle Super, the Super Indoor Stadium the Seattle Pilots used to play at back in the day. Man, going back in history. But Saturday, September, December 8th is a big day on Fox TV. Of course, that is free television on the big network, Benson Henderson, an entire card on Fox TV from Seattle, Washington. Now, this guy is a bit of a problem. And I'm talking about, you know, the ultimate fighter, because we don't know yet who is really going to fight in the coaches' fight. Of course, it's supposed to be Shane Carwin and Roy Big Country Nelson. But Shane Carwin blew his knee out in training, and now Big Country is left without an opponent. And when last time I checked the UFC website, now they're saying it'll be Matt Patron, who's only 5-1, will be stepping in and taking Shane Carwin's spot. Of course, Roy Nelson, 18-7, Big Country. The man's, he's got some ability, and he's lost a lot of weight. He was like 270 pounds for a long time, but now he's down to like 240, 245, somewhere around there. He's looking pretty good. Also on the card, one of my favorite UFC fighters, Pat Barry, the shortest heavyweight at 5'11" in the UFC. He comes in about 235 pounds. He's got a 74-inch reach. He's taking on Shane Del Rosario, who's 11-1, 6'4", 250 pounds. Yeah, Pat Barry is a hell of a fighter. He was supposed to take on somebody else, I believe. He was supposed to take on somebody else, and that fight got tossed around as well. And now, of course, he's one of the coaches of this Ultimate Fighter championship card. Of course, the Ultimate Fighter 16 going down Saturday, December 15th on FX Cable. Straight up, it'll be the Ultimate Fighter finale, and, of course, the coaches fighting as well. But some of the fighters on that card, Mike Pyle will be on. Mike Pyle's on the card. Mike Pyle, we've had him on the show in the past. Of course, he's been in Men in Black 3, and he's been in all kinds of movies. He's played, like, reptiles and monsters and all kinds of good stuff. But the bottom line is Pyle's on that card. I was Johnny Bedford, and it's a good card all in all. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's UFC, and if you're an MMA fan, you want to be watching this card, of course, on FX Cable. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we got the big card coming up, December 29th, UFC 155. I'm talking about the heavyweight championship of the world. Two once-beaten fighters. That's right, Mr. Cain Velasquez, the ex-champion out of Silicon Valley, challenging the man that took the title from him, Junior Dos Santos. Both guys are coming off big-time wins, and you got to figure that Cain Velasquez has got a point to prove here. I mean, he got knocked out in 1 minute and 4 seconds, 1 minute and 5 seconds in the blink of an eye. He's got something to prove. He went into that fight hurt. He had a bad shoulder and a bad knee. Dos Santos, though, he went into the fight with a broken foot. So, you know, if the fight stays on up top, standing up, and Cain can get through two or three rounds, he's probably got a good shot at winning the fight. If he takes the fight to the ground, he's got a good shot at winning the fight. But he's got to survive the first 2 5-minute rounds, at least, of Dos Santos standing up, because Dos Santos is such a great striker, probably one of the best boxers in MMA history, if not the best in the heavyweight division as far as his weight and size is concerned. And the Brazilian lad, well, he loves those KOs. He doesn't want to put anything in the judge's hands. Bad blood between him and Cain Velasquez. Brazil versus Mexico. It's going to do great pay-per-view numbers, no question about that. UFC 155 emanating live from Las Vegas, December 29th. A big weekend. I think they've got a couple other little smaller MMA cards that are going to sandwich around that UFC card in Vegas on that weekend. Of course, New Year's Eve weekend, December 29th, going down in Las Vegas, UFC 155. I'm going to take Dos Santos. even though I'm going to try to have them both on the show, and I probably shouldn't say this in advance because if Kane hears it, he's probably not going to want to be on the show. But I just, you know, until you beat the guy, I'm going to go with him. And that's the way it was with Cain Velasquez. Until you beat him, I'm going to go with Cain. Okay, and then Cain got beat in the blink of an eye. Of course, the guy that took out Brock Lesnar, I mean, he turned out Brock Lesnar. I mean, man, ooh, that was brutal. Of course, in Cain's last fight, beat up the giant Silva, Antonio Silva, pounded on him. Silva's going to fight Alistair Overeem in 2013. Of course, Overeem going to be licensed after the steroid suspension in Nevada. He was supposed to take on Junior Dos Santos last May, and he was bounced, suspended. He'll be able to be relicensed as of December 29th or December 27th, I believe, 2012. But, you know, they're not going to hold an athletic commission meeting just to license him. So he'll have to go at the next meeting. He goes for the next meeting. He gets relicensed. He takes on, you know, a fair fighter. I mean, you know, Overeem, how can I put this? Overeem and Silva, it'll be a battle, I think, that it is Overeem's to lose. I think Silva's a big guy. I think Silva's imposing. He's got that long jaw. He's got that disease. Remember that gland disease, you know, where you grow funny? He's sort of like got a head like three times the size of his body. He's got a long, long head. I thought he was like 7 foot. He's only like 6'5". But, you know, Velasquez and him hooking it up, something's got to give, baby. Something's got to give big time. No question about that. I think that Alistair Overeem and giving it up. And I think Alistair Overeem will prevail. I think Overeem is coming off the steroid suspension. Do I think he was using steroids intentionally? Hell yes. You don't listen, when you put injective stuff into your system, it's like injecting, like, you know, rocket fuel. I mean, you know it. I've talked to doctors, Dr. Margaret Goodman, of course, formerly of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, a neurosurgeon, a head doctor, a brain doctor per se, and she told me that. You know, she knows what she's talking about. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We're going to be joined in just a few minutes by Kyle Kingsbury. I call him King Kyle Kingsbury, Triple K in my Rolodex. And, of course, he is a UFC light heavyweight contender, and we'll talk UFC action, we'll talk MMA. Kyle's not afraid to speak his mind, sort of like me, so I enjoy having him on the show. If you'd like to join us, you can on the toll-free 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529, or you can tweet us. We do the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark ringtalk, RINGTALK. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I want to thank you for tuning in. If this is your very first time, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners, 28-plus years now of radio coast-to-coast right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the longest-running fight show in history. If you're joining us for the very first time, I welcome you to the family. If you've been around a while, I welcome you back. 28-plus years now, I've had some great listeners. And having celebrated my birthday last week, I want to thank all the Facebook folks and my fans. I guess I can call them that. Yeah, my people, my family, my peeps, sending me great birthday wishes. I want to thank my cousin Cecilia as we went up to Northern California. Had a great time. Thanksgiving, my birthday, all in one. As I tell you, I'm an old turkey. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Next up, King Kyle Kingsbury talking MMA, UFC, Bellator, Strikeforce, the death of the brand. We'll talk with that, Kyle, and more on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America, rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free, no activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now, 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Hi, Montel Williams here for the revolutionary new Living Pure Heater. Are you ready for winter? Forecast for record cold. That means that your heating bills are going to go right through the roof. That's why you need the Living Pure Heater. Now you can stay warm and save money. And you don't have to heat the entire house. The Living Pure Heater is a portable 4-in-1 heating system that heats up to 1,000 square feet. It's also a humidifier, an air filter, and an air purifier. The heater is totally safe around kids and pets, plus it's whisper quiet. Take it from me, Montel Williams. Stay warm, save money with the Living Pure Heater. Call now and try it risk-free for a full 60 days. Plus, you'll save $300 with our special introductory pricing, so don't wait. Call right now.
Call 1-800-206-0915. That's 1-800-206-0915. Again, 1-800-206-0915.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the Tax Doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the Tax Doctor help you. The Tax Doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the Tax Doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did.
Tower of Power, back in the day, down to the nightclub. Rick Stevens on lead. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, we're talking mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, USC 154, as I said, you're doing 680,000 homes. Not too bad. And, of course, USC 155 going down December 29th in Las Vegas. The heavyweight championship on the line. Junior Dos Santos in a rematch against the former champion, Cain Velasquez. Now we take our, we go from the city by the bay to Silicon Valley and bring in my man, King Kyle Kingsbury, a light heavyweight contender of the USC. Kyle, how's life?
Life is good, Pedro. Life is darn good. How you been?
I'm doing all right, man. You been traveling?
Been doing some traveling. Made it out to AZ for a wedding. Okay. Got a little trip to Puerto Vallarta coming up. So just seeing the world, relaxing.
Okay. Where'd you go on that tour for the USC? How many countries did you hit?
We did 6 countries in 16 days through the Middle East.
Wow. Did you go to Dubai, too?
Actually, not Dubai this time, but Abu Dhabi.
Yeah, I was in Dubai, and I wasn't all that impressed with it. That's a conversation for another day. Now, we've got the USC getting busy now. We've got this new card on Fox, December 8th, of course, going up against Manny Pacquiao and Juan Manuel Marquez a little bit later tonight. It's going to hurt them a little bit, and I think Showtime, is going to go with a card on that same day as well. So, Benson Henderson, the lightweight champion, 155 pounds, 16-2. Nate Diaz, 16-7. Nate Diaz, is he really at this level to take on Benson Henderson?
I think so. I think the last two times we've seen him fight, we've seen big jumps in his game, and I've been really impressed with him.
Okay, good enough. What about Shogun Rua? I thought he got, he sort of that brutal fight he had with Dan Henderson last year in November, I think, in San Jose, California, it was so brutal I had to turn my face away from the octagon on a couple of occasions. But he's 21 and 6, taking on the new kid on the block, the kid from Sweden, Alexander Gustafsson. Gustafsson ready for this type of challenge?
That's the big question. And I, you know, the thing is crazy is that Gustafsson's a pretty big favorite in this fight. And, you know, look at Shogun's experience and how many times he's fought for a title and held the title. I wouldn't rule him out of this fight by any means.
Hmm. Okay. But so what does a Swede bring to the dance besides youth and being the betting favorite?
Well, he's tall. He's got great submissions. After he lost to submission to Phil Davis, he went out to San Diego to start training with him and the guys at Alliance MMA. He really improved on the ground, started winning by submission. And then, of course, he hasn't lost anything on his feet. He's got great range. He moves around well, good footwork, and he's just hard to deal with. You know, in the fight with Thiago Silva, he just kept him on the outside the whole time. He popped that jab. He used the right hand enough just to make him nervous about the power. But he's a guy with knockout power. He's improved wrestling. He's very big for 205. And
he's very good
on the ground.
He's 6'5".
He's huge, and he's not just tall and thin. I mean, he's tall and big. He's like 230, 240 when he's not competing.
Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the MMA Hour. Of course, we'll talk about USC on Fox December 8th. That's right, Fox TV. You don't have to go to the cable and that kind of good stuff. If you're sitting somewhere in the middle of the United States, you don't have cable, guess what? You can watch this fight card on Fox TV. BJ Penn, Baby Jake. Of course, some people say the greatest lightweight in the history of MMA, 16-8-2, 5'9" out of Hawaii. Taking on Rory McDonald, 13-1. McDonald's got a 3-inch height advantage, plus they're fighting at McDonald's natural weight of like 170 pounds. Anytime BJ's moved to 170, he hasn't fared well, has he?
It really depends, because at 55, where he should be fighting, he just doesn't have the gas. He runs out of steam from the weight cut. But at 70, he doesn't have the muscle of the size, you know, even though he has better cardio. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how that factors in. I think McDonald is just the new era. He's the next level, next generation of fighter, and I think BJ's a little bit past his prime now.
So are they sacrificing the name of BJ Penn here? Is the UFC putting a price on his head here?
Yeah, and that's nothing new. You know, they do that a lot with the former champs. They let them pass the torch on, no different than WWE.
We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury. We're talking UFC, folks. Of course, UFC on Fox December 8th. Mike Swick and Matt Brown. Matt Brown's got 11 losses. Mike Swick, is this a fight for him to win?
This is a big-time fight for him to win. Brown's got a bigger name. Swick can come in here and really put himself back on the map. He's coming off of a 2 or 3 year hiatus. And just had a victory here not too long ago, and he's trying to work his way back to the title. So I think this is a big win for him.
Okay. GSP fought of late, of course, taking on Carlos Condit and beating him on almost across the board on a shutout. I think it was 5-0 on two judges' cards and then 4-1 on another judge's card. Did GSP look like the GSP of old, Kyle?
GSP looked incredible. He looked better than I've seen him in the past. He looked stronger. Obviously, he was just as well-versed as he's ever been. But the thing that I loved in GSP is when he got rocked, because he got rocked bad, and he did not fold. You know, like when he got hurt with Matt Serra, you could almost see the whimper in his face, like he wanted out of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
But when he got knocked down and nearly knocked out with that beautiful head kick by Condit, he just weathered the storm perfectly. He did everything he needed to do to get his focus back and continue on to win that fight. And he looked great.
How old is he?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't think he's that old, but he has, you know, like Shogun, he's been in the game since he was young, so he's got a lot of miles on him.
We're talking USC, folks, of course, MMA, and speaking of the MMA world, Bellator, the Bellator Fighting Championships, going to Spike TV in January, the first week of January, I believe on a Wednesday night. They're talking about a Thursday night to sandwich it up with Impact Wrestling, professional wrestling, but I think they decided against it. But they haven't got a definite date yet as far as Bellator is concerned. But the bottom line is Bellator will offer a different look. A lot of lighter weight MMA fighters, 135 pounds, 125 pounds, more than you would see in the UFC. And, of course, they have featured women And now they're going to change the rules, according to CEO Bjorn Revny. They're going to allow rematches of championship fights where in the past they haven't. So Bellator is stepping into the mainstream. I mean, they're going from MTV2 that nobody watches, like, you know, maybe to get 200,000 people to watch your card, sort of like Fuel TV. And then now they're going to Spike TV, where they can get crowds maybe 1.5, 1.7 million homes if they can come close to what the UFC was getting previously with The Ultimate Fighter. Kyle Kingsbury will be our guest for another segment of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you want to join us on the toll-free, feel free, because it is free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or tweet us, the Twitter thing, twitter.com, using the hash mark Ring Talk, RINGTALK. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffer from hair loss, please pay close attention, because there's finally a fast, affordable, and all-natural solution that will give you the appearance of a full head of hair in just 60 seconds. That's right. It's a scientific breakthrough called Miracle Hair. And the secret to its success is its smart fiber technology that eliminates the need for hair transplant surgery or ridiculous hair pieces. And get this, Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors, providing a natural look that's virtually undetectable. With our 30-day money-back guarantee, you have absolutely nothing to lose and only hair and confidence to gain. Call now and get Miracle Hair for only $29.95. Be one of the first 500 to order, and I'll send you a second Miracle Hair absolutely free.
Call 800-722-1731. That's 800-722-1731. To see a demo, go to 123miracle.com/1731. Order online or call toll-free now, 800-722-1731. Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, America's largest invention company, and learn how to get free information. Call toll-free 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Can't get enough sports? Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. Love your team? Love your town? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Over 500 of the nation's best sports writers and 35 million fans all gathered in one place, telling you the stories, sharing the opinions, and bringing you the news that matters to you most in sports. Whatever your sports passion, we've got a home for it. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
He used that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Celebrating the life and times of Glenn Campbell, having witnessed his last concert in Napa, California, the Uptown Theater. I want to thank the great folks at the Uptown Theater in Napa, California. They put on a great show. And, of course, Glenn Campbell, 76, I believe, suffering from Alzheimer's and had some problems with a couple of songs. But the bottom line is that was Glenn. That was Glenn on the stage last night. I haven't seen him twice prior. He hasn't lost a whole lot, even though he is suffering from Alzheimer's. So peace be with him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, February 2014 will be the Super Bowl. And now Fox TV wants the UFC to do a show on the day before the Super Bowl or the day of the Super Bowl. That's interesting. Now, Kyle Kingsbury is on the line. King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, you've got some friends in Strikeforce, and Strikeforce looks like it's shutting down January 12th. That's the last card.
That's right. It's the last one ever.
I mean, that's a bit of a stunner. I mean, Daniel Cormier, your buddy, is going to be in the main event. Of course, he was the guy that took Josh Barnett apart. You said he would take Josh Barnett apart, but I don't think that you even thought he'd take Josh Barnett apart as easy as he did. Did you?
No, he definitely made it look easy. There's no question. I don't think anybody could have foreseen it looking like that.
And he's a round guy. I mean, he's not your steroid looking. He's not your steroid looking athlete. I mean, he's not like cut and razor thin or anything like that. He's a little soft looking.
That's why they call him Black Fedor.
That's pretty good. So Cormier on January 12th, who's he going to fight?
Well, they're bringing in some jobber, you know, to come in and get whooped. It's his last fight on his contract. Obviously, in the heavyweight division, you can never overlook anybody just because everyone's got knockout power and whatnot. But, you know, Cormier should walk through this guy and, you know, be well prepped for his UFC debut. I think they're going to have him stay at heavyweight initially with the UFC and then possibly drop to light heavyweight for a title shot with Jon Jones.
Jon Jones was... Is he now the heel of the USC? Is he the bad guy? People like to not like him.
I believe so. I think people were on the fence before. He had some people in the "I love Jon Jones" category, and a lot of people in the hater category. And then, you know, with the DUI and some of the other things going on with the fight with Rashad and whatnot. And I think more people are starting to love to hate him.
Victor Conti is tweeting here, Twitter.com. He says that. To extend suspension length for performance-enhancing drugs would be the only way to be a cure for both boxing and MMA. Do you think that's true?
I'm not sure that it is, because if you look at what they're doing, they've had guys get suspended for a whole year.
Yeah, but Kyle, if the guy's a superstar, it's only to take away one date from him. I mean, the suspension of Alistair Overeem only cost him that heavyweight title fight. One fight. Didn't cost him a series of fights.
That's true. I'm just thinking across the board. You know, you look at guys, you know, pretty much, unless you're the champ, you're going to try to fight a few times a year. And even some of the champions like Jon Jones, they want to stay active. He's trying to be the most active champion in history. Mm-hmm. So you still have that, you know, multiple fights a year that you're shooting for. To take away three pay dates, and then also get fined on top of that, because whatever fight you test positive for, you're going to lose, I think, half your purse or something close to it. Mm-hmm. It ends up being a pretty, I mean, I never wanted to roll the dice knowing that. So it's an easy deterrent for me. But, yeah, if it is as rampant as some people say, then they do need to raise the standards. I think that if they really want to make it a non-issue, then you have the random testing throughout the year, and then it is a non-issue, because who wants to roll the dice not knowing when they're going to knock on your door?
Light heavyweight MMA fighter Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks. You know, Kyle, as I'm looking at the middleweight division and then the welterweight division, the two champions are sort of being pushed together. GSP from 170 really doesn't want to fight Anderson Silva. Doesn't seem like really eager to do so. And Silva's saying the fight can't take place until at least May, after May, and Dana White wants to do the fight in May. GSP biting off too much there?
I think he is, and I think the more, you know, the closer he gets to the realization of the fight actually happening, the more he thinks to himself, nah, this isn't going to work.
I mean, because people don't realize it, but I moved up in weight from 140 pounds to 147 pounds as a boxer. And I was pretty big at 140, but I wasn't big at 147. I mean, just 7 pounds, believe it or not, was an incredible size and body mass difference. And when you're going up 15 pounds from 170 to 185, or they're going to do a catchweight fight like a 178 or something like that, it's still, I mean, I see Silva taking a beating as far as dropping and cutting weight, and I see GSP taking a beating from moving up in weight. So I think it's not a good situation for GSP, but that seems where Dana wants to put him, because is there anybody at 150, at 170 besides Johnny Hendricks that deserves a shot?
I don't think so, but Johnny Hendricks certainly deserves a shot. I mean, look at his last two fights, the way he's winning them. I mean, he's got everything on paper you would need to beat GSP. He's a much better wrestler. He's got knockout power, which has been a problem for GSP in the past. And he's extremely explosive. You know, he can act quickly. So
one punch knockout power.
Yeah, and one punch out cold power.
Yeah. He's they should call him the refrigerator. I mean, he's just chilling. He's just chilling, guys. I mean, but you know what? The problem with him, though, is I look at him from a boxer's, from a boxing point of view, is that he tends to telegraph his punches when he puts all that oomph into those shots. He throws them to the point where he's nearly off balance. And I think Dave Meltzer brought that up as well. So he's got to shore up a few leaks, I think, before he's able to beat a fighter of GSP's caliber.
I agree. He's not as well-rounded as GSP, and he's not as clean a striker. But, like I said, all it takes is one punch. And his timing, Martin Kampman was a better striker than him. But the timing is everything. And if you can time that power shot the way that he can, then you've always got the puncher's chance. And he's been getting that puncher's chance lately.
USC on Fox Cable, of course, Fox TV. That is December 8th and December 14th. That's a Friday night. We go to FX Cable. Of course, George, oh, help me here, Kyle, Soteropoulos. All right, that's not too tough there. Taking on Ross Pearson, the Greek guy, 14-4 against Pearson, 15-6. This is the main event, this fight's on FX Cable. Who's going to win that?
Well, you know, I've met George, I met Ross, they're both great guys. I do think Soteropoulos has it just because of the fact that he may not be as clean a boxer as Ross Pearson, but he's so crafty on the ground. I mean, he's just one of those guys where you see him on the ground and he just looks like a little wizard. You know, he's just creating stuff left and right, and I think he's going to get the submission.
Okay, Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, folks, the UFC light heavyweight contender. The biggest disappointment in the UFC this year from any of the guys they've signed was when they took, I think, the UFC, the Bellator middleweight champion, Hector Lombard, and signed him. And then he looked like he smoked weed. He looked like Obama in the first debate, man. I mean, he lost. What was he thinking? He didn't even try to win that fight.
He looked terrible. He didn't look like himself. I think, you know, a lot of the guys like Joe Rogan and Goldberg were talking about, you know, maybe it's just one of the cases of the UFC jitters. His first fight in the UFC, the big stage, everything got to him. But I think it was more than that. Tim Boetsch is not an easy fight. If I'm trying to push this guy and I'm putting UFC logos on him up and down like they had on him, I'm not going to give them Tim Boetsch right off the bat. That's a tough fight for anybody.
Okay. All right. Question. Is it Sean Weidman to beat Mark Munoz?
Chris Weidman.
What's he doing? I think he's like the future of the game. He's got all the skills that have never been taken off his feet in his MMA career. What's he doing next, do you know?
He's the guy. He's just waiting. I think they might have him fight Boetsch actually next. But he's going to walk through everybody he fights until he gets to Anderson.
You know, I was the only one on press row down there at the HP Pavilion that picked him that night. Everybody else went with Munoz. And I felt like I was like out on a limb all by myself until the fight started. And about 10 seconds of the fight, you realize that, you know, he was going to dominate Munoz. And Munoz went in there. I think he was a 3-1 favorite.
Yeah, that's another one. I saw Munoz losing that fight, but I didn't see him losing like that.
Okay, Rusmar Pajares, has he got anything? Can he give Lombard a fight here? 23-4.
Well, he's got to get it to the mat. I mean, it's one of those things where he's got to be able to get to his specialty, which is the leg locks, the foot locks, and I just don't see that happening because Lombard is so explosive. He's shorter, which makes him harder to take down. And Lombard is an incredible judo guy. I mean, he's very hard. He's got great hips. I don't see him getting taken down. I see him winning this fight.
Okay, on Saturday, the 15th of December, of course, the Ultimate Fighter finale, season 16 on FX Cable. Roy Nelson, the coaches, I guess, taking on Matt Patron. Was Shane Carwin supposed to fight him and blew his knee out?
Yeah, that was supposed to be the fight, Shane versus Roy. And I mean, yeah, I don't think anybody was jumping up and down and waiting for that fight to happen.
Okay. Pat Barry, good guest, shorter guy, 5'11" for a heavyweight, 11-1, another coach on that Ultimate Fighter show, taking on Shane Del Rosario, 11-1. Rosario looks a little, I don't know, I've seen a couple of his fights. I mean, he's got some skills, but who wins that and why?
You know, this is a matchup of strikers, and a lot of people don't realize, but Shane Del Rosario was a Muay Thai champion, and he's incredible stand-up. He's got great Muay Thai. Pat Barry obviously is trained in the Netherlands and trained out here in the different kickboxing styles and Muay Thai. I think Shane's gonna pull away with it, but it's gonna be a lot closer than people think, and he'll probably finish with a TKO.
Okay. How's Cain Velasquez looking in training?
Cain's been great. He's injury free. He's ready to go. You talk to this guy. He's a man on a mission. Man on a mission. He really wants this fight.
You know, Junior Dos Santos is going to have something to say about that, no question about that. Now, the fight standing up, December 29th, of course, the main event, UFC 155, emanating from Las Vegas, December 29th, 2 days before New Year's. Junior Dos Santos, 15-1, defending champion out of Brazil, weighing around 235, 240, taking on Cain Velasquez, 10-1 out of San Jose, Silicon Valley, 240 pounds. The former champion, the man that beat Brock Lesnar, destroyed Brock Lesnar. You think Cain went into this fight hurt, so did Junior Dos Santos the first time when they fought on Fox, okay? What's the difference in this fight besides injuries, a rematch? Or is that the difference?
Well, I mean, you still got to worry about one thing. If Cain stands with this guy too long, there's a potential of being knocked out. That's a given. That doesn't change just because the injuries are gone. If Cain takes him down, though, I mean, it could be a bloodbath. It could look like a lot like the Bigfoot Silva fight.
Yikes.
So, really, I think before, as I had mentioned, both these guys had the injuries, but I think the injuries hurt Cain more in terms of his game plan. When you have a guy with a knee injury, it's not going to impair too much of Junior Dos Santos' boxing, but a knee injury on Cain is going to take away his wrestling, which is everything he depends on.
The great Kyle Kingsbury, folks, of course, he is our guest and has been our guest in the past. He's our MMA expert. Kyle, one more question before you go. Forrest Griffin taking on Phil Davis, of course. Forrest Griffin beating Tito Ortiz, sending him into retirement this past summer, and then admitting around the fight that he was taking testosterone replacement therapy. I'm not down with that. Are you?
No, I'm not down with that. Just because you get to a certain age and some quack doctor says you're okay to have some cream or whatever doesn't mean it's okay to be able to get on the gas.
Good enough. That's my man. He tells it like it is, Kyle Kingsbury. Kyle, all the best. I talked to you before Christmas. Much respect. Say hello to your girlfriend.
Have a good one, Pedro. Take care, brother.
Peace and respect. King Kyle Kingsbury, folks. You can find him at Facebook, Kyle Kingsbury. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Stay tuned for a $1 million Dream Body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Hi, I'm Joe Theismann. No matter what stadium I broadcast from, I'd always have to find the closest bathroom, just in case I had that sudden urge to go. My prostate was giving me fits. But then I heard about Super Beta Prostate's nationwide million-bottle giveaway, and I got a free bottle. What a difference it made. I don't have to go as often, and I don't have to get up at night as much. Now I wake up refreshed and ready to tackle anything. What's so special about Super Beta Prostate is that it's the most widely used supplement supporting a healthy prostate. Super Beta Prostate has sold over 5 million bottles, and it also has a trusted 10-year history, and it's all natural. There's no reason to accept the issues that come with an aging prostate. So get Super Beta Prostate today.
Call right now and you'll learn how to get a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-503-8947. That's 1-800-503-8947.
And now the arm triangle or the side choke and catch wrestling.
He's going to drop that head down lower, flatten out. He's doing a good job of flattening
catch
out.
Catch wrestling 101. Barnett advances to the final with a first-round side choke. It's Barnett versus Cormier for the Strikeforce World Grand Prix Heavyweight Tournament Final.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, everybody. We're all going to get laid.
The late, great Rodney Dangerfield, on top of the guitar there of the great Jeff Tamalier of Pleasant Hill, California, back when he was with the Tower of Power in the 90s. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Wow, what can I say? I'm expecting a hell of a heavyweight fight come December 29th. I think that Junior Dos Santos, this is his fight to win. I think that Cain Velasquez will have to put this fight on the ground. I think if he gets it to the ground, he's got a decent chance of winning. And there's so many ways to win and lose in mixed martial arts. That's why you can't handicap mixed martial arts like you could boxing, like you can boxing. Boxing, it's sort of predictable. It is. I mean, it's somewhat predictable. You know, you can sort of go with the favorites on a certain amount of occasions. Then on other times, you realize where the underdogs are going to jump in. The bottom line is the UFC and the MMA taking off big time at UFC.com. Check out the Ultimate Fighting Championships website, UFC.com, for all the latest in news, as well as the WrestlingObserver.com and my website, RingTalk.com, 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 your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Now, my buddy Lenny Williams is taking me out of here. I want to thank my family for that great birthday, and of course, happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas, all the best to you.